Welcome to Live in Vibrancy Podcast, where I strive to be the comfort and inspiration for those that want to live a more vibrant and prosperous life. No longer doing myself a disservice by accepting what I used to believe I deserved. Speaking with a higher pen that only the ones with higher frequencies won't be intimidated by, but inspired and intrigued to learn more. No longer afraid of the reflections of the past that I'll never resonate with again because the power of my healing disturbs my demons. Understanding that not all things will be understood, but my tone will be heard by the masses once I look past the frustrations of the things that will never come. No longer watering dead plants, but choosing to build empires from the lessons they taught me. No longer seeking validation from others that don't know their own worth, but choosing to find the light in my own power. Peace of mind. Hey, welcome to Live in Vibrancy. My name is Liv, and today we're going to be talking about peace of mind and what that means to me. Peace of mind is something that I definitely feel like I've applied more to my life recently versus in the past few years, because I used to feel like what I had to say had to be heard. I used to feel like, no, you hurt me, you need to hear what I have to say. Or it would be the exact opposite, which is, I'm just gonna bottle everything up because I don't want to share it with nobody, and that's not the right way to do it either. But I feel like peace of mind for me now is more in the middle of both of those, where I'll address the situation or something that is bothering me, or just something that I feel I need to get off my chest in general. It doesn't have to be a negative emotion, but I'll address it. And if it doesn't go the way that I feel like it should go, that's fine. That's okay. And if it does, that's cool too. Like, peace of mind is just maintaining sanity regardless of the outcome and not being so set on the expectations of other people or the expectations that on yourself. I feel like when we set expectations for stuff, we're not leaving room for error or room to grow. And that's not logical, in my opinion, because we're human and we're going to make mistakes and things aren't always going to go as planned. But that's when character really shows, is how you react to situations that you can't control or that are bothering you or making you angry. The initial reaction might not always be the best reaction when you're irritated about something or somebody has made you mad. Whenever someone's made you mad or something, you want to lash out. Oh, I need to get back at this person. Blah, blah. No, you don't have to do that. You could choose peace, which is let it go. You acknowledge it for what it is, because it's not good to bottle things up. But after that, you let it go. And it's also the act of, it doesn't matter what other people say or do. It shouldn't validate you. It shouldn't validate your emotions. You shouldn't feel like you need to wait on somebody else's opinion of you before you can make your next move, or before you can be your own cheerleader, your own piece. We often, in my opinion, look for peace in other people or peace in other things. Everything is looking outward, when everything we need can be found inside of us, or really with God as well. But if you're not religious, that's fine too. I go to God as my source. But it can be found within you as a person. And you having that confidence in yourself and that self-love and the practice of loving yourself enough to want peace for your life, and knowing that you deserve peace in your life. In my opinion, everyone deserves happiness and love and peace. And I didn't realize that until I was in out of spaces that didn't provide me with peace. I made a lot of excuses for the environments that I was in because it was comfortable for me to be there. It's familiar for me to be there. The people are familiar. The places are familiar. Like, everything brought me comfort because I knew what to expect. But sometimes when we're stepping out of those spaces, or if we think about stepping out of those spaces, it can get a little scary because we don't know what to expect. We don't feel like peace can be found on the other side of that, maybe because we haven't experienced what peace actually is. But I personally feel like there's, in anyone's beliefs, that there's a time where you do have to step out on faith, or a certain level of pushing yourself past what you have been comfortable with this whole time in order to grow and in order to find who you are and what peace looks like for you. Because peace looks different for everybody. And everybody's sense of happiness is different, and what brings them happiness is different. But I feel like our judgment gets clouded in the wrong spaces, and in those spaces that in those spaces that, like I mentioned earlier, don't provide you with room to grow and room to develop into who you are or who you want to become. And that could become a little damaging sometimes to our mental, because we don't feel like happiness can be achieved or peace can be achieved without those spaces. And sometimes you have to do more of what is right versus what you feel. In my opinion, I feel like I've based a lot of my processing through life based on how I'm feeling. Oh, I don't feel like getting up. I don't feel like doing anything productive. I don't feel like doing my laundry. I don't feel like. And your feelings can be very, very deceiving because they're always changing, constantly changing. But when you base it on you sitting down and being like, okay, is this environment benefiting me? How is this person benefiting me? Do I feel like the bad outweighs the good? Do I have peace of mind here? Do I have sanity here? Is there consistency? Is this a space for me to grow, or is it suffocating me? Like, it's really sitting down and analyzing where you are and seeing if that is going to lead you down the path to where you want to be, or if it's going to lead you down the path of, I don't want to say destruction, but kind of, yeah, like just not making it to where you want to be and just staying in the same spot and being stagnant could lead to destruction. That's, I mean, it might not always be the case, but in my, well, with my personal experience, I've learned that whenever you're, when you're climbing stairs, if you're standing on that same bottom stair and you're just looking and you're just like, yeah, I'm gonna get to the top, and you haven't moved, or you might take a couple steps and you just sit here like, huh, I'm tired, I'm gonna take a break, and then you get comfortable with that break and you don't get up, you sit down, you might start scrolling on your phone when you sit down, you might see somebody that's walking up the stairs, stop them, ooh. You might stop them on their way up the stairs and ask them for help, or you might talk to them or whatever, but they keep going and you're still in the same spot and your environment is in the same spot. You're not moving away from it. You're not moving back from it. Like you're just in, you're stagnant. But to me, peace of mind comes from growth, because you have to be willing to walk up those stairs and grow from what you've always known. And that's okay. And it might hurt to walk up those stairs. And it might, you might be sore later. You might be complaining the whole way up the stairs. Because I know sometimes I'll be out of breath, honey. It'd be a lot. But for the most part, you have to... Well, I don't... Okay. You have to be willing to allow yourself to be uncomfortable. And growth was never meant to be comfortable. And I'll probably do a episode specifically on growth, but for the most part, I do feel like growth has a lot to do with your peace of mind and what that is. But overall, even if you're not prepared to move from those situations, you can still find peace in where you are as well, and comfort for yourself in where you are, to a certain extent with the comfort thing, but with the peace of mind and just being like, you know what, I'm gonna be okay regardless, versus fighting against yourself and the environment, because that's a very tough battle, to be fighting everything around you and then be fighting yourself at the same time. Because if you're doing all, like, what's there for you after all the fighting? You can't be there for yourself if you're fighting yourself, and your environment can't be there for you if it's fighting you every day as well. And that we often look at our situations and we know better. We know we don't need to be there. We know that it's not bringing us closer to where we need to be, but we want to believe that things will get better because we care so much. But that's not always the case, and we have to learn to accept it for what it is and not what we want it to be. But this is going to be a short one. I don't really want to ramble too much or talk in a circle or anything like that. I just wanted to share my perspective on peace of mind and what I'm still in the process of learning and growing in with this new chapter in my life. But I will catch you in the next one. I hope you have a wonderful day, and always remember that you are in control of your environment. Your environment is not in control of you. Have a great day. Bye.